Bandwidth for this program is brought to you by CacheFly. Visit CacheFly.com for more.
This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN.
Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher, Chief Architect for Worldwide Public Safety Solutions at Avaya.
112 is the common emergency number that is in official use across 28 EU member states and most countries surrounding the EU, including the UK. But it's far from being unique. While a few countries such as Sweden, Denmark, Finland, Portugal, and Romania all have 112 as the single emergency number in practice, the vast majority of the countries have a second legacy number in place, such as 999 in the UK. So while the awareness of the 112 number does exist, there still is a great deal of work to be done in terms of knowledge, but also in order to future-proof the technology. Since its adoption in the 1990s, Avaya, with our strong heritage in best practice routing, has acted as a primary provider for command and control room call centers for the 112 number and many other local emergency numbers across each territory. Working together with the European Emergency Number Association, or ENA, local governments, and public safety agencies, we're committed to developing and providing next-generation 112 emergency services today. Furthering that goal, I'm also delighted to have just been announced as the acting co-vice chair of the NG112 committee, driving ENA's next-generation initiative with acting co-vice chair James Winterbottom and acting NG112 committee chair Wolfgang Komplicher. In the EU, political and country borders can potentially present a challenge when discussing public safety, interoperability, and technology. Part of ENA's mission is to facilitate that interoperability. While the European authorities have complete control over some telecommunications issues, 112 is handled and managed by the member states according to the local country law and guidelines. This means that while in practice, France, Germany, or any other country may be required to follow EU legislation, but they will often implement EU law to satisfy localized national requirements. This lack of overall control has resulted in a service level that may differ from country to country, depending on specific demands, such as the ability for the public to connect via other services, such as SMS or real-time text messaging, as well as access technology being more limited in some areas than others. Immediate action is also necessary in certain countries, as some of the national network service providers are likely to sunset their ISDN networks and move to IP-based connectivity at the edge of their networks within the next 5 years. This is something that must be addressed as part of NG112 and is one of the challenges that ENA and the industry are currently facing. The good news is that most countries that have implemented 112 services are currently working towards common next-generation concepts, which will result in a far more harmonized system just around the corner. One of the most important challenges we've faced when considering the future of 112 is the issue of the caller's location. The very first question that every emergency service in the country and in the world asks callers is where they are. This issue could potentially be solved by smartphones that have the location information. However, that sort of data is as yet unable to be passed through the national emergency service providers' networks. A second consideration is that of non-traditional multimedia sessions, such as IM, SMS, and social media, that need to be taken into account as people, and young people in particular, make fewer calls and are increasingly likely to connect to emergency services via alternative methods. Video support is also something that would be a useful addition to the next generation of emergency call support. Persons who are deaf, deafblind, and hard of hearing, as well as individuals with speech disabilities, could communicate via sign language or be connected to an interpreter via their screens. Another innovation, where guidelines and rules are currently under consideration by ENA, is an emergency app on the smartphone that will allow a user to provide the emergency services with live video footage, as well as other multimedia, so that a control room may see firsthand what is happening and where you are to ensure the correct response team is engaged. Happily, following extensive lobbying from ENA in the last weeks of 2013, a plan was confirmed by the European Commission to put a budget in place for a demonstrator and proof of concept of the NG112 project to take place in 2015. Now, this is a huge achievement when you consider the scale and necessary upgrades the many different national systems are going to need to put in place for that concept to become a reality. Of course, a demo of the new concepts will also allow industry innovators such as Avaya, our DevConnect partner community, and ENA to understand the full impact of the new systems might have on the industry as a whole and guide recommendations on legislation and standards. Now, while it may be too soon to say definitively, it's hopeful that within the next several years, next generation 112 services will be a reality across the EU. Even better, it's entirely plausible that one day there'll be a more global view of the emergency number, rather than specific numbers used in specific countries, ideally the most widely used emergency numbers, 911 and 112, would be valid no matter where you are in the world, or on which device, or platform, as recently recommended by the IETF. So on the 11th of February, help us celebrate 112 awareness across the European Union, in an effort to promote a safe environment for all. My industry colleague and Deputy Executive Director of ENA, Tony O'Brien, stated, quote, "Observing the European 112 Day every year on February 11 since 2009 is crucial for promoting 112. Still, more has to be done to communicate it at an EU level in order to stop the static and reversing awareness trends. Along with the member states' promotional efforts, strengthen European Commission support to improve the awareness levels and quality of service of 112 would be of great benefit to the European citizens and our emergency services." Unquote. Well, I couldn't agree anymore, and I'm looking forward to providing assistance to help raise that level of awareness through my various educational events and venues throughout the year. That includes the European Union Emergency Number Association 2014 workshop in Warsaw, Poland, where I'll be presenting with my colleague Marcus Bornham from Frankfurt in the beginning of April. You can find out more on ENA at www.eena.org, and I'll have additional links in the written blog version of my podcast at avaya.com/Fletcher. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Fletch. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
The preceding podcast has been brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Executive producer Jean Turgeon, a.k.a. JT. Producer and LATAM correspondent Guadalupe Eugenie. Our program and creative director is Fletch. And the APN legal correspondent is attorney Martha Beyer. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN. And visit Avaya.com/APN on the web, where you can download all of our content. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Spider Harrison, the official voice dude of APN.
The preceding content is copyright 2014 by the Avaya Podcast Network. Broadcast or retransmission is permitted with attribution. Your actual mileage may vary. Batteries are not included. I'm a professional announcer on a closed course. Do not try this at home.